Blog Talk Radio.
Money, 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 money.
Fresher in them gully, motto biddies love me. My stroke game got them saying, teach me how to dunny. I be going in on them, no nigga couldn't touch me. I apply the type of pressure that they feel up in their tummy. I'm a real dog, I be dropping voodoo. You barely get some, you are still a poodle. Bottle after bottle, laughing at your noodles. When you grabbing cases, niggas wanna sue you. Grown man swag, I don't need approval. The definition of class, let a nigga school you. Shorty, we can fuck, but only if I choose to. You should bring some ice, cause I am gonna bruise you. I be having fun when I'm talking to the shorties, and I say what's on my mind, cause no one gonna do it for me. If you know a chick that fuck me, she will tell you that I'm naughty. Have them speaking old English like I'm fucking with a party. Ah! Money, money, that's all a nigga know. If you see me in your city, then I probably did a show. If it's something non-profit, I most likely didn't go. And if you see a scratch up on me, I most likely did a hoe. Huh. That shit talk, cause I talk shit. You niggas still rapping, yelling shit loud. I just talk in the track and sound crystal. You dudes bout to be out the game, 6 fouls. I was mad when I didn't have no respect. Now I can't make out, cause bitty suck on my neck. Don't try to school me when you living under the steps, cause I'm giving niggas hell and don't plan on giving them less. I done saw what you seeing, did who you doing, and she told me all about you. To be honest, I don't give a. Any chick I want, I'm gonna pull trigger. I get to talking, then it's going down. Liquor, only fuck with real niggas, only fuck with cool niggas. I don't fuck with real bitches, only if they real bitches. They got 3 hoes and they talking about real business. Look, I'm trying to clean up, you go do them little dishes.
Johnny, fuck them niggas, kick them out the kitchen. I've been paid to help, and not to mention this self-made wealth in competition. They never showing up, so they got to listen. I'm blowing money fast on you niggas. I fuck around and crash a new Jag on you niggas. He gives me letters just to get my solid cost. Look good in these jeans, but it's better when they off. My Audemars break bitches, I make them fall. Then come back and rape bitches. When it's Louis this and Louis that, bitches can't handle you. You see the furs on me, I'm an animal. You know I'm what it is. I'm always on top, I'm living on the limit. I'm burning mixtapes till I hit the fucking bridge. When it's time to cross over, Dunny got the 10. This is a movement, a lot of niggas trying to ride. And fuck them hating ass bitches that gotta hide. HP is the name, you feel me? These taps on my thighs make them bitches wanna kill me. And these niggas wanna come up and steal me. I leave them with blue balls, chili. Cause diamonds are a girl's best friend. You could bring them or bring some Benjamins. Come out.
Yo, new show, Philly Shine Radio. I'm on the move. We're not in the studio tonight. Tonight we chilling, be chilling with the girls, doing the show. And what better place to be, with, especially with the topic like we're going to have for tonight, with my food. Shout out to the new boo on the show, Alima, special co-host for tonight. And, of course, Truth Teller's always in the building. Hey, boo.
Hey.
Yo, yo.
How y'all people doing?
What's up, Truth Teller? What you doing?
I'm just out mixing and relaxing.
I can't hear you. Is that my phone? Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
There's all these damn trees around. I think it's the fucking trees. Maybe y'all can't hear me because I'm around trees.
Can you hear me?
Okay, then everybody can hear each other.
Nah,
oh, yeah, I can hear both of y'all.
Y'all is out of control. But anyway, okay, let's get into this topic.
All right, so what's the topic for tonight? Yes, tonight's topic is jealous people. Like, either, like, whatever form of jealousy story you have to tell, whether if it's you had to fight over two guys or two guys fighting over you, a bitch wants your pocketbook. Like, we just want to talk about the nutness, the nut-ass, weak, jealousy stories that we have to tell. You know, I feel like any story of jealousy is corny. We've never been a jealous motherfucker.
Hey, girl, you're breaking up.
Right. Hello.
It'll be better soon.
All right. So, okay,
basically, I'm, just step your game up. Do you want to be jealous?
What you say?
I said basically just step your game up. You won't have to be jealous.
Yes. Step your game up. You won't have to be jealous. I'm right out the bank or whatever, Alima. I'm out the bank mail.
Oh,
all
right.
Well,
wait. Let me tell y'all the story about jealousy real fast. This story happened like when I was about, what, 13? I put away in a group home, right? So Easter came around, and the group home bought me this outfit and these cute-ass shoes. And this chick that just came in, my roommate, they just brought her in, tried on my outfits.
What?
And my shoes. I had went home for the weekend, so I left my shit there. This bitch tried on my shoes and my outfits. I'm like, yeah, I wear a 14 and an 8.5 wide. I'm like, how do you wear the same size as me unless you tried on my outfit? Then the chick was stealing people underwear.
Oh, this bitch.
She was telling people underwear, people pads. She was just nasty. And she was all
jealous. So basically, she ain't getting her own shit. She ain't had no money to get nothing.
They buy you stuff inside the,
Oh, she just wanted your shit.
Jealous, because I had better shit, because I knew what to take out.
See?
I beat that bitch up one day.
Dirty hoes, man.
I beat that bitch up, right? And then she bit me, and I had to get a tetanus shot, bitch.
Bit you?
She bit me. She bit me on the shoulder. I had to get a tetanus shot.
First of all, that's ridiculous. That's just ridiculous. Like, I don't even understand. Let's see. People try to act all fucking like you can't get your own shit or whatever.
You bit me.
Sweetheart, I'm at the door. Okay.
I know.
Oh, all right. I thought I ain't say that. But yeah, I'm about to see my boo. We talk about these jealous ass, bitch ass, hating ass motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? I just wanna basically talk about how fuck it is, especially, you know what I mean? Like, even take it back, like almost a year when we had that great interview on the Bigger Cheese Show. I've never heard it. Check out the Bigger Cheese Show last year, September 30th. I had some nut ass boy. Like, I would say that's a form of jealousy, like what I had to do with that nut ass nigga, because it was like every time I wanted to do something, instead of you being happy, you want to say something about it or try and do what I'm doing. Like, get your own shit. Like,
right.
I don't give a fuck. Come on now. Like, people crack me up and want to do what you doing, want to have what you got.
Yeah, I get what you're saying with that. It's like whatever you got. It's like why do people always want to keep up with the Joneses?
Hello. Everybody on here? I think Walia probably her phone has died.
If her phone died, then we would.
All right. We back on the line. We was talking about jealous, hating ass motherfuckers. But it is what it is. That's tonight's topic. So we going in. Had a little technical difficulty. I'm going to get it right back. We're going to play some music and get Alima's view on these hating ass, jealous ass motherfuckers. Because, like, I really
I don't know if y'all heard me earlier. I guess the phone was going in and out. You hear me what I'm saying? Puff Daddy said it a long time ago. Like, if you would. Oh, okay. I was like, Puff Daddy said it a long time ago. If you was a jealous motherfucker, you a weak motherfucker. You jealous, weak. Yeah, check out that old shit. Bad boy. Like, no. But really, I just really want to say, can you please? Please just be productive. Don't be jealous. Don't be a hater. Get your shit together. All we want to do is just get along. Like, can't we all just get along? All right, we back on live Philly Shine Radio. Shout out to my banging co-host in the building with me, Miss, no, not Miss, who's going to call her Alima. Follow her on Twitter, at Royal Alima. You know what I mean? She's going to be on, we're going to start off Thursday nights, some gossip. We're going to all talk shit. Everybody come through, call up 646-929-0172. We're going to share this gossip or whatever. The show a little crazy tonight, but you know how it is dealing with man-made products. I got to blame it on somebody. And me too, not being subtle or whatever. But Alima, tonight's topic is jealousy, like jealous people. Like, just, can you have a jealous moment that you can share with us for tonight? Like,
I have a jealous moment that happens to me on a regular basis. I don't even think we would have time for as many stories as I have, but I can tell you this. I don't pay no attention to these hoes. Like, I just do me. I look pretty. I get money. I take care of my kids. I'm basically a woman. Like, I don't pay attention to these haters. They can kiss my ass. That's what they can do. I get here two shit, but let me tell you something. I'll tell you one thing. I'm real classy, but don't get it fucked up. I will fuck you